It's tough, right? Like
Yeah.
thinking about a family losing someone they love, especially when it could have been prevented.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Larry Paris.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah, his family is dealing with this unimaginable loss all because of a DUI.
It's a tough situation all around.
Yeah, and the person responsible, Caleb Kennedy, you might remember him from American Idol.
Oh yeah, he was a finalist a few years back, right?
Exactly. Top five in 2021. But today, we're going beyond those headlines.
Yeah.
We're taking a deep dive into the legal outcome of this DUI incident.
Right.
And we're going to examine the lasting consequences for everyone involved.
It's interesting because this case really highlights.
What's that?
It's like this clash between dreams and reality, you know?
Right.
You have these young people with big hopes, and then
And then the weight of their actions hits.
exactly. It's a wake-up call that choices have consequences.
Especially when you add impaired judgment to the
Yeah,
mix.
for sure.
So let's rewind back to February 2022 in Spartanburg County, South Carolina.
Okay.
Can you paint a picture of what happened that day?
Well, Caleb Kennedy was driving under the influence and he ended up veering off the road.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's bad. He crashed right into a garage. Larry Paris was working in that garage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Larry was 54 years old and sadly he was killed in the crash.
That's just devastating. And of course, with Kennedy being in the public eye, this quickly became major news.
Absolutely.
What can you tell us about what happened legally after the incident?
Well, initially, Kennedy was facing some incredibly serious charges.
Like what?
He could have been sentenced to 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But eventually, he ended up taking a plea deal.
A plea deal. So he pleaded guilty to the DUI, resulting in death.
That's right.
For those of us who aren't legal experts, can you break down what a plea deal is and why it's used?
Sure. It's basically an agreement between the prosecution and the defense, you know.
Okay.
In this case, Kennedy pleaded guilty, and in return, he got a reduced sentence.
So it's like a negotiation.
Sort of. It can get complicated, but it's actually a common practice in the legal system.
Okay, so with the plea deal, what was the final sentence?
The plea deal brought the sentence down to 8 years. Those
What?
8 years, he'll spend five in prison.
Right.
And then the remaining 3 years will be home detention.
Home detention. What does that actually mean?
Basically, it means he'll be confined to his home,
Okay.
but he'll be monitored electronically.
So it's less restrictive than being in prison.
Exactly.
But going back to the initial potential sentence of 25 years versus the 8 he received,
Yeah.
that's a huge difference.
It is, and a big factor in that reduction was probably something called credit for time served.
Credit for time served. What's that?
So basically, any time Kennedy spent in jail while waiting for his trial gets deducted from his sentence.
Oh, so it's like he's already served part of it.
Yeah, you could say that. It's pretty standard procedure.
That makes sense. And there were also some additional conditions in the plea deal, right?
That's right. Beyond the prison time and home detention, Kennedy also has to go through counseling.
Like what kind?
Both mental health and substance abuse counseling. And they'll be doing random drug testing as well.
To make sure he stays on track.
Exactly. And maybe most importantly, he's not allowed to have any contact with the victim's family.
It seems like these conditions recognize that it's not just about punishment.
Right.
There's a need for rehabilitation and protecting everyone involved.
For sure.
It's a high-profile case, and it raises a question: do celebrities get special treatment in the legal system?
That's a tough one. I mean, public opinion definitely plays a role sometimes.
Right.
It can influence how both sides approach the case, you know?
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that each case is unique.
Yeah.
There are a lot of factors at play. It's never simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears for a moment and talk about Larry Paris's family.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what they're going through.
It's just heartbreaking. Losing a loved one so suddenly like that, it changes everything. They're facing a future without him, and that's a heavy burden to carry.
Absolutely. And what about Caleb Kennedy? What does this mean for him moving forward?
Well, his life has taken a pretty sharp turn.
Yeah.
His music career is on hold, and these consequences will likely follow him for years to come.
It's a reminder that DUI goes beyond just legal trouble.
Yeah.
It affects people's lives on a very real and deep level.
Exactly. And it makes you think about the bigger picture. Like, how can we prevent these tragedies? How do we balance justice and giving people a second chance? And how do we support the victims while holding those responsible accountable?
It's complicated.
It is. There are no easy answers, but these are conversations we need to have as a society.
You're absolutely right. This isn't just about a famous person getting a DUI.
You know.
It's about the human cost of making irresponsible choices.
Yeah, that's the heart of it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I want you to think about something.
Okay.
Incidents like this, mm-hmm. they force us to talk about accountability and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. What does justice truly mean in these situations? And how can we as individuals and as a community work to prevent future tragedies?
Yeah.
These are big questions.
They are.
But they're important ones to consider in light of everything we've discussed today.
I agree.
It's a lot to think about, but it's crucial.
Absolutely.